basically a shell of that.
According to the Illinois Department of Public Affairs, a total of 167 Illinois veterans took their lives in 2019. Woodworking was just a hobby for Greg Zilioli. He worked as a freelance creative director for 25 years, but in May of 2015, things slowed down. So he started doing woodwork in his downtown Chicago apartment. Zilioli says he was in a dark place during this time, and then he started hearing veteran suicide statistics.
But for whatever reason, in that mental state, it reached me differently. And all I could think was that there's bound to be people out there that would love to be doing this as well.
And he wanted to make this happen. His Chicago apartment wasn't big enough for this, so he started out small. In 2017, Zilioli took his lathe to a woman who once worked as a prison guard in Iraq. He taught her how to make wooden seam rippers.
And in 2 weeks, she made 20 of them. And through the process of making these things, she learned how to use every tool, you know, she would eventually be buying. And it was trying to remove as many barriers as possible to her success through this process.
He says based on her new skills, she was able to start her own business. He was ready to pull in more veterans, but he needed a bigger space. So he worked with a real estate agent, and she suggested a warehouse on a river in Aurora. He wasn't convinced that would work, but he made a visit to the City of Lights anyway.
But I saw these three windows on the Fox River, and I imagined a lathe sitting in front of each of these windows, and I imagined these veterans standing here and having this really amazing, positive memory.
Zilioli says the goal is to teach the veterans a skill set that will help them make money if they choose to go that route. Guy Massino is a 74-year-old Vietnam veteran who's never done woodwork prior to this. Massino learned about Zilioli at a vet center in Downers Grove. He says he had ankle and leg surgery, which made him lethargic.
And I was down, very depressed. And I have PTSD, and I find this gives me a reason to get out of bed and come and do these things. It's really had a purpose in my life. It's given me purpose.
Al Scott is also a Vietnam vet. He did woodwork in high school. When he found out about the program, he thought it would be a perfect opportunity to reinforce his skills. He says he comes for the therapeutic effects and not for a revenue source.
It helps me so that my mind doesn't drift back to places I don't want to be. I have PTSD from Vietnam, like most Vietnam vets and other vets as well.
Dennis Lazinski is 75. He learned of the opportunity from another veteran who takes part in the program. He started doing woodwork about 4 or 5 months ago.
Here I stand today with over 30 plus pens. I made them for my 6 grandchildren, all of our 4 children, plus their spouses. It's a great place. Greg does a good job here helping all of us.
Zilioli says, although this is in Aurora, veterans from all over are welcome to take part.
In this room right now, we've got, Aurora, Elburn, and Naperville. But we're right near the train station in Aurora. If somebody lives in the city and wants to take the train out, we'll go pick them up at the train station and bring them down.
He says some veterans come a couple of days a week. Some have started home businesses, but others do this for self-enjoyment. And he is just fine with that.
I can help with the advertising, I can help with the marketing, I can help with the product. There's a lot of things I can do, but what I can't do is be a veteran and, you know, actually be there in the moment when they're possibly losing hope. So if I can prevent them from ever getting there, maybe that helps.
Information about this program can be found on a Call to Shoulders Facebook page. I'm Yvonne Booth.
Turn that into a pen. But this is the one with the feel that she likes. So we need to, you know, drill this down and get this one, you know, squared on the sides.
Okay.
And then you can turn these. And give Al a chance to get some work done.